So, remember I said could be pshat in the mechaber. Is that the mechaber holds that it has to do not so much with you do know, you don't know. And like what you're saying, maybe by shalosh shuras it's a din, you do know, you don't know. By the mechaber's mashma has to do with what meal you're holding. Are you holding Friday night? Then you can do it for shachris. If you're holding after... But back in the Shtifas Kalim, the Issa of Shtifas Kalim. So I want to show you that I have found the Mefurash in Meiri. That it's Mamish Pshat that the Meiri learned the din of the Mechaber. Look at Kuf Yud Ches. Kuf Yud Ches in the Meiri. That the Meiri says that after Shalosh Shuras, even if you plan on eating, it's Aser. It says in Mefurash. They must have not seen the Meiri. They didn't have the Meiri.
Who didn't have the Meiri?
Nobody had.
Nobody had the Meiri.
No one had it. Told reason. Sometimes
that's something. No, I mean to say the Mishtabura and the Paiskim and everybody, they didn't have the Meiri. It's a Mefurash Meiri, Rabbi. So that after Shalosh Shuras, even if you know you're going to eat Tzasa. Go ahead. It's the way we learned up the Mechab. It has nothing to do with knowing to eat or not. It has to do with when. That's not cool. By Shalosh Shuras time already, there's no reason to be washing dishes. No reason for it. It's over. Yeah. The meals are over. Go ahead, read it inside. I have a too good tzeichel by me in my notes. Gewaldig, huh? That's a good tzeichel. Didn't remember it. I don't know. I even when I saw it, I didn't even remember.
This is Al
Tachana. So he's coming with a different angle. The Rambam says that Nirsh Rabbeinu Mefarsh Tame Esim Pnei Shul Kimasakein V'lo Hetiru Chacham Melo Tzorch Achilas Chiyuv Ein Rambam Mekhashan Sperk
Ophila. What did I say? It's exactly what I was learning. I didn't know there was a bottom over there, but I'm saying, I just have it in my... Yeah, but this is the Shaka L'Tayim. It's not Achon L'Choyl. It's not Achon L'Choyl. It's a special din, Madichin Keilum L'Shabbos, Al Shabbos. And therefore, once it's Shal Shur's time, it's over. It's Mamish Devor, I send the Mechav. This is it. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. I felt very strongly about it. Madichim Kalim is the Taich. It's a special letter because you need it for Shabbos. It's not to do with Hachana L'Choyl. It's different sugya.
Ticha. Otherwise, it'll be ourselves Ticha.
And that's the Mishabur brings Ticha. He doesn't bring Hachana. Mishabur doesn't say one word about Hachana. It's about Ticha. So Pshat is they will matter when it's on Tzarech HaYoyim. But it has to be a Tzarech HaYoyim. So Chacham said, by Min HaMincha L'malu, that's a Shein HaShvach Tzarech HaYoyim. The meal's over. Mechuyif to eat meals, will stam es and es, who said? It's a meir to gavad. It comes out a whole new taich, and then a chanami. Yedeya, and ain't a yedeya, das tach gut the teira, but who said? I mean, the mechab, it's not there. I asked you this. Didn't I ask you the mechab, you don't see yedeya, and ain't a yedeya, you do know, you know, what's the difference? As a klo, the taki doesn't make a difference. And that's pshat in the mechab, maybe. Taki doesn't make a difference. What's the difference? Min haminchu l'mala, I'll tell you where it was naked. It's an interesting shiloh. Somebody here in Westgate asked me this. He has a minyan for Ma'ariv in his house. They finish Shalosh Shuras. The people come. His wife feels very, you know, that the table's messy, you know. And, so he wants to know if he can clean up because the people are davening Ma'ariv over there.
For the table?
They're davening his living room. They're davening his living room. There's herring all over the place. There's some herring and, you know, you can imagine the Shalosh Shuras messed up. Okay, I'm just saying. Who knows, you know, how much Hagen does ice cream. Whatever it is. Whatever. Clients, actually, I meant clients. Who knows how much ice cream is there, yeah? Say, Hashem Tzach, you know what I mean? What? I'm just saying, whatever it is. I told him, I mean, to clean off the table. Clean off the table is aser. Unless you can make it into a Tzarech Hayim.
Can't cover it?
I don't know. Tell the guy, huh?
Go down there, not
the Tzarech HaYoyim. So sometimes I tell you, she's making it to Tzarech
HaYoyim. The Davening Matzah Shabbos over there.
Whatever it is, for right now, I need
that's
it right
what
now.
I'm telling you. That's what I'm telling you. Right so that's what I'm telling you. No, I want to say one step further. I don't know if the Grace of Tircha cleaning off a table. It's a Tircha to clean off a table. It's not the same case Medich and Caleb. It depends who you ask. The kids, it's a whole lot. Okay, well, you ask the kids the tikkun for the parents.
The exact same.
The tikkun for the elders.
I clean off the table for Shalosh Shuras, let my wife do the dishes. So I agree with Rodi.
Okay, the kids are on both sides. This was the sugya from yesterday. This is basically what we spoke yesterday, and I heard that you want to learn that, that this whole Yedeya and Eini Yedeya Chav Ches is Kegoyin Shenishar Adayin Suda Lecha Lavalacha Suda Shlishis. That's where the Yedeya comes in. Hagam, it's going back on the Kodik Kegoyin Shenishar Adayin Suda Lecha.
Stamazai would be
awesome
to clean off the table?
Stamazai is, yeah, it's
a chanukah. Chachoil, what are you doing with the dishes then? Clean off now.
Wait, so this is the question.
Because when that's I finish eating, I clean off the table.
That's brought on klar.
I want my house messy.
That's brought on klar. After Shalshus, everybody leaves the stuff
on the
table.
It's not a turkey on for Shabbos. The
right now, I don't want my house messy.
So if you had those issues, we saw from Shlomo Zalman, it's mutter. Where you needed a special psak from Shlomo Zalman to matter it. I mean, it's not...
So Shabbos day, you're not allowed to clean up the table?
Because
Shabbos day, because you still need Shal Shudas. There's still another meal.
I don't need a toe for another...
Yeah, but whatever so it is, what? It's as long as it's Mitzar HaChayim. Mashenk, I mean, Azei Shteit and Klar, that's brought down all the Palacha. You're not supposed to clean off after Shal Shudas. Well, that's Klar. I mean, yeah, you went out in the shuls, they don't clean off. I don't know if you know.
The shuls, because what do you need to clean for? I'm saying less than if you're diving there, whatever. But
people in the shul, the Tiferes says you're not supposed to clean off after Shal Shudas. I mean, that's where it comes from.
It's great that they don't clean off.
No belays, no yeshiva, nobody
in
cleans
the dining room.
Yeah,
in the dining room, because what do you need the dining room for?
No, so and a chanami, if you make it to it, sir.
Even when they eat in the shul.
Even when they eat in the knesset, they don't clean off. They use this svar, you're not allowed to. They make this tickle take, you do it after Shabbos. But if you feel that people are gonna feel uncomfortable to daven it, okay, so because you know what it is, you have a sensitivity. He has the sensitivity.
49 rounds, would they have shashuras once a month?
Oh, they do have once a month. I didn't know that.
They clean up the marsh.
Oh, I didn't know.
You know, there's no clear way of looking. There's sensitivity either.
It's a good idea.
You have sensitivity to the Hilchos Shabbos.
No, they make once a month in the winter or the summer.
For right now, it's not a Kovid Shabbos.
Oh, you're up right.
I know.
There you go. I'm not sure.
But don't you know? You're talking to okay. Now.
Sensitivity.
You go to find with the tzaira.
Whatever makes you insensitive, you know.
Okay, let's see.
Whatever, you know, makes you uncomfortable.
Just how often is about dominating your bedroom when your bed's not made.
Maybe there's something you want to.
Okay.
You know. You want to
bring the halacha about that?
Not what? To.
What is the halacha about that?
No, isn't there such a thing?
The what?
Dominating your bedroom when your bed's not made.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to.
Dominating a messy basement with food. And
food but you see the Velt. The Velt uses this other shot. Nobody cleans up. Nobody does. nobody does. Everybody leaves the shalshus the way it is, and they use this svar.
It says
clear.
That 49 does. So
for Mistama, because they know these halachas.
And his show, they're
going to say, or there's somebody there, like for fun, that's probably very neat, and he can't take it. That's probably what it is. Okay. Kids, so we ended off yesterday with a yisite that I held. There was two parts to this sugya. One part of the sugya is achana, which is really what with the makar is in the sugya, the Gemara. And then there's the way the Mishabura makes a tircha, that one word of achana. So we will masbir that if the pshat is that it becomes achana, l'chayel vertis a tircha of Shabbos. It's tali ha-baha. In other words, the sugi is not this achana. The sugi is taka tircha of Shabbos. Now we bald, it's l'chayel vertis a tircha of Shabbos shaloi l'tzarech. Okay.
Well, there's a separate tircha called achana?
Avada. I'll be meichel l'chayel.
I'm saying, and that's not called tircha?
No, so that could be different. Could be it's... I don't know it's like this. Could be you could separate the sugyas. Or you could say that every hachana has to do with tircha l'chayel. So I'll explain to you what I have in Mary the Kanafa.
Chana is not worse than tircha?
Who?
Chana is worse than tircha.
You know, but could be that's the holis hachana, especially when it's not a yeah, especially when it's not a real thing.
The extra tircha who did a hole. He did a hole in the last sif, the
Shavuot. Yeah, chana is the curse of the tircha for, though.
What?
That's
a chana of Yom Liyam. It's a different thing. A chana, which is a weak chana. This is Mimsei Chavtzacha, Dabadov. It's a different chana. There's two chanas. There's one chana in Shabbos Mechel Lechel, and Shechel Mechel Shabbos. That's a different sugya.
Right.
Then there's Dabadov Dikazacha, that you know, I'll talk things that like, I'm going to do this on the weekdays. That's not a chana. It's a different chana. Now, the word is, if this is not Lechel, that's a tirch of Shabbos Lechel.
Well, you don't mean Bor Lo Shalo. You used to drink out of the Oda cup, another cup of Oda Shuva, it's also Lodika Kois. You can't do that, you can't use it. Why is it not? It was also, is it a beautiful?
Which Mr. Boy you talking about?
Yes. You can wash cups all day, but if you know it's chlor, you're not going to use it to drink anymore.
Chav Ches?
Chav Tes.
Chav
Tes Kol Yoyim Vibosh Lishtoi Tshuv Asala
Diachakais.
What? Sounds like a highway.
Vimbara loy shlo yishta oichuv asla diachakais. Yeah, because it's not a tzar. Whatever the reason. Whatever the reason is. Whatever the sugi is. Okay. What would be the nafkin mina? So that's what I was telling you after Meir. That's really where I got the first time the lumbus from. That's where I chopped it. Are you allowed to prepare for one Shabbos to the next? Not for chol. I put away my Shabbos talis for next Shabbos. So there's a big tumah in the Achreinim about this. Most Achreinim master it, but there's a Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld and Shalmos Chaim Siman Ayin Dalet is master it, based on a Teisefta. There's a Shaila how to learn about Teisefta at the end of the 13th Perik, Perik Yimel. The Teisefta there is mashma that it's usher to be mechel mishabbos l'cha, but mishabbos l'shabbos is mutter. There's the different gersa there, and there's two gersayas. According to the Chazi and Cheskel's gersa, that it would be mutter. Mishabbos l'shabbos is mutter. There's two different gersayos over there. The Rambam is mashma that it's dafka be'oisei Shabbos. If you want to take out the Rambam, let's take out a very nice Rambam. Here. Perik Chav Gimel Halacha Zayin. Okay, and if you want, you can take out the Tosefta, say Perik Yud Gimel. So this becomes the Shaila. Unless the truth is, I'm not so sure about the talis anyway, because the talis, even if you put it away and you fold it, you're not actually folding it for next Shabbos. You're folding it.
It doesn't get ruined.
Even in the weekdays, it's not messy. You can't say it's only for next Shabbos that when you take it out, it should be good, right? It's not the exact same story. But he's matrit. He's matrit to put away the Shabbos talis. It's mechel lechayil. The Teretz says it's not called mechel lechayil. So I used to do this bedavka because you know me. I do everything bedavka.
See, I don't put away my talis to mechel for anything. I put it away to protect the talis and not to have my house mess. I don't do it so it'll be easier next Shabbos. It's easier for me next Shabbos if it's out and on the
So table. Who says you have to fold it? Why don't you just put it away and that's all? What if
it protects it, makes it straight. Otherwise, you don't have.
It makes it straight. See, that's Mishum Hefzid, maybe. Mishum Hefzid, which is Mutter also.
If you're just
we learned that you're allowed to be Meichel Michael.
He doesn't want it all wrinkled up. He wants to look at
it. Okay, and a Chanami. You know the Velt is Makbid on it because of Meichel Michael. That's the Svara. Also, they're afraid of the creases.
I thought the
creases
were because of the
creases.
The
so the truth is, today we don't have that anymore.
Yeah, can you really get on the same crease?
Our stuff is. Nah, it's come on, not creased.
There's no problem.
We don't have it anymore. The Amalekah Talasim had crease. It was Mamish. Today, the Talasim made such a fabric that this. There's no crease.
I mean, there's some talasim that the crease in the middle because the
unless they have there. That thing in the middle, it's very schwach to find the crease in today's talasim.
I don't know why I find it on mine.
So that's just certainly your talasim. Every fabric is made differently. A lot of talasim don't have the problem with the crease, and therefore that's mutter unless you have the problem mechel lechayil. So you can get around it by two ways. He didn't get around it by his cheshbon. I don't want it to wrinkle, so therefore it's lehef. Since there's no problem mechel lechayil, it's for the talis itself. And the second akud is this Shalmos Chaim that mishabbos l'shabbos is not a problem. Okay, now read it inside. Tosefta Seif Perik Yud Gimel. Yeah, good.
Shabbos,
well, you see creases. There's no creases. It's nothing.
This one
has a thing in the middle. Otherwise, there's no crease. Look. You look around. There's no crease. There's nothing.
The talus. Those lines aren't creased here.
There's not a crease.
It's not strong enough. And if you want, don't do it on the creases.
Is that
not
a crease?
Well, this one maybe a little bit more.
There's a lot of them are like this.
This one a little bit more. Mine doesn't have a crease at all. My talus doesn't have a crease at all. And the truth is, you don't have to do it on the crease. Who says you have to do it? Okay, you read the Rambam, you read the place after. Go ahead.
Madichim ken mishabbos lo'isa Shabbos.
Lo'isa Shabbos, you hear?
Lo'im mishabbos u'l'shabbos.
So that's one gersa that mishabbos u'shabbos, v'etasasa, yeah? But there's a different gersa. The Chazi Yecheskel brings a different gersa. That it's actually that it's mutter mishabbos l'shabbos. I don't have the Chazi Yecheskel over here, but you look over there. It's two different gears. Does he bring a different gears on the bottom over there? Okay, then you look over there in the Chazi Yecheskel. There's different gears, and the Shalmos Chaim uses that gears, and therefore it becomes mutter. Rambam's mashma like here. Lo'isa Shabbos. Read it.
Shabbos.
But if it's legate to Shabbos haba.